following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Direct deposit is a great idea. If you receive a monthly government check, you should have direct deposit. You also can get direct deposit with your paycheck. If you don't have direct deposit, stop and see us or visit with your employer. Direct deposit. It's convenient and it's safe. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The fifth-ranked Nebraska volleyball team beat Oklahoma last night at the NU Coliseum. The scores were 25-22, 25-23, and 25-14. It was a sixth straight sweep for the Huskers, moved to 25-2 in the season, 17-1 in the Big 12 Conference. Brooke Delano had 10 kills for Nebraska. Lindsey Light and Hannah Worth each had 9. Dominique Kelly poured in a career-high 25 points to power Nebraska to a 99-85 win over Miami last night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Kelly scored 19 of her points in the second half. Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore chipped in with 22 points apiece. Catherine Redmond had 14. The Huskers shot 63.6% from the field, the fifth highest shooting percentage in school history and the best since 1992. Nebraska is now 2-0 in the season and will play St. Mary's on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. Tip-off for the game will be at 2:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team will play Vanderbilt today in the first round of the Puerto Rico tip-off. The Huskers are 2-0 in the season after wins over South Dakota and Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Commodores are 1-0 after beating Presbyterian 88-47 on Friday. Vanderbilt returns three starters from a team that finished 24-9 last year. Tip-off for the game will be at 12:30 this afternoon. The Big Ten has reached an agreement with Fox Sports to broadcast the league's football championship game from 2011 through 2016. The Big Ten expands to 12 teams next season with the addition of Nebraska. The league will split into two six-team divisions, and the winners will play a conference title game. The first one next season will be played at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. And Leah Dostal and Shanna Shocker of Hastings College have been named to the GPAC All-Conference Volleyball Team for 2010. The two led the Broncos to a 21-14 record this year. They finished 10-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Now sports.
The Gibbon American Legion Club is inviting everyone to come have bull fries on November 20th from 5 to 8:30. They'll be serving mountain oysters, pulled pork, and fried chicken. Members and the public are all welcome, and be sure to stay for karaoke. So don't miss the great food and great music November 20th at the Gibbon American Legion Club in Gibbon. You're sure to have a ball. Also, the Gibbon American Legion invites everyone out Sunday the 21st for their annual turkey dinner from 11 to 1:30.
We'll come up here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're drawing out for the front row tickets to go to tomorrow night's Ron White concert.
Might get scotch spilled on you. You'd be that damn close.
I'll tell you what, you get a few ashes, maybe a little scotch, and all kinds of great entertainment at the Viero Events Center on Friday night. And we are pleased to welcome to the show one of the top comedians in all of the country, Ron White. Ron, it is a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for the time, and how are you?
I love that, the realistic experience of cinders and scotch splashes and an occasional spray of spittle.
We're kind of used to that, and we haven't even been to the front row of your concert yet, man.
Yeah, it gets a little sloppy up there.
Ron, what's going on?
In fact, those seats are the cheapest ones.
That's why we got some to give away. That's why we're giving them away right here on the show. Where are you at? What's going on as you get ready to come to your Lincoln and then Kearney?
I'll tell you what's going on. Here's an update on a story. I live in Atlanta about half the year, and last summer in Atlanta, an idiot teenager was decapitated on the at the Six Flags Over Georgia amusement park on the Batman roller coaster. Now, what I thought happened was he was on the ride, he stood up and got his head cut off, but that's not what happened. What happened was, while he was on the ride, his hat flew off, and when he got off the ride, he climbed over two fences and went through two gates telling him not to retrieve this hat, which it turns out he didn't really need after all.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He must have felt like an idiot.
Oh, no.
I don't need this. I'm not sure how long after your head gets cut off you quit talking, but I would guess it'd be next.
Ron White joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Ron, traveling the country, do you have a favorite part of the country that you enjoy going to more than the other parts of the country, I guess?
Well, you know, I cut my teeth on the Midwest and South. You know, but mostly the Midwest. I've spent so much time in Lincoln and Omaha and, you know, Kansas City, and, you know, just right down the middle of the heart of America is there were always a bunch of comedy clubs and just these killer audiences that I just always love performing up there.
Ron, I like how your schedule sets up. You're going to the big crowds in Lincoln and Kearney, and then you're going someplace, the Meraki? What is that, Tony?
Mirage in Las Vegas?
Is that a new place?
The Malaysia. it's in Malaysia. Yeah, I play the Mirage. I play Terry Fader as a guy that won America's whatever. He's got a theater there, but he just does one show. So on Friday and Saturday, eight times a year, I come in and do a show. And it's a big, soft room, 1,250 seats, and I sell it out before I get to town. They put me in a big high roller suite with a private swimming pool, and it's really like a weekend off, you know. And the show's at 10 o'clock at night, so I can get up and go play golf, get drunk at lunch, have sex with my wife, pass out, and wake up and still have an hour to kill.
Wait a minute. Is he related to you, Big Daddy? I mean, are you guys related somehow?
No, not to my knowledge. I'm not a Scotch fan, so that totally discredits that.
Oh, well,
that.
See, I thought the only difference was you would fish, and Ron likes to golf, and I know you get out on a course as much as you can. Is golf your favorite sport, Ron?
Yeah, by far. I'm staring at the fourth hole of a Greg Norman design course even as we speak. It's right in my backyard. Hey, tell me if you think this is weird. I have two French bulldogs, and one of them is named Pearl, and the other day my wife said, I finally figured it out. That dog is jealous of me. That dog loves you so much, he can't stand it if I'm in the same room with you. And I said, oh, don't be ridiculous. And she walked into the kitchen, and Pearl jumped up on my stomach and said, I can have all your babies at the same time. Isn't that weird?
He's got a talking dog. Daddy, he's got a talking dog.
She's coming back. Act like nothing's going on. Nothing is going on. Hey.
What's that peanut butter doing on your chin? I don't know what's going on. Ron White, who's going to be at the Viero Event Center Friday night, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be giving away more tickets here in just a minute to the front row of the show. Ron, what else? I mean, because most of the time we try to talk some sports on this show. Well, what other sports do you follow besides golf?
Well, you know, my poor Cowboys. I mean, I'm a football fan, college football. Professional football, I watch it if the Cowboys are playing, but I'm not somebody that just wakes up. My tour manager has been my best friend since I was 6 years old. And he wakes up anytime there's a game on, doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what, I mean, literally college hockey, and we're from Texas. So there's the sports guy everybody should talk to. I get disgruntled with my Cowboys, and I'm a pretty fickle fan, although I did enjoy the game in New York the other night.
How much fun do you have wherever you're at when you go to a venue and you're out with the people afterwards? Is that really when the show begins?
You know what? It's when mine does. we've always felt an obligation, and when I say we, I mean myself, to have a good time, because I believe I'm a better comedian if I'm having fun. So whatever it takes for me to have a good time, I'm obligated to my fans, really, to do whatever it is that is. And it usually, we support the arts, no matter how sloppy. But we look for live music in any town we go to, and we never ask for tickets. We always pay to get in and support the other guys. You know, every once in a while we'll go to a comedy club if it's somebody that I know. We caught Dave Attell a while back in Detroit, and just as hard as I could laugh for an hour. Attell's just so good. Kathleen Madigan. We go out and have fun, and then we play. Literally, I'll go to sleep. This is how my day goes. I do a show. Usually we have to travel that night, and we travel at night, so I'll just get on the bus. We'll go out, maybe hit a couple clubs, and I'll get on the bus, plug in a movie, you know, fire one up and check on down the road and have a scotch. And we're and we're headed for a golf course in the next town we're going to. So we've already got it mapped out. We know where we're going to play. Everybody plays, including the driver. So the next morning, I wake up at that golf course. It's like I was FedEx there. And so we play golf and then, you know, go take a big big lunch, feed and nap and go do a show and go out and do it again. Anyway, I'm doing three and four cities a week.
Ron White keeping busy, coming to the Viero Events Center tomorrow night and joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, we discussed this while on the road a little bit earlier in this week. You kind of remember the first time that, you know, maybe your dad gave you a beverage to drink that was non-legal. I can't imagine that the first beverage you ever picked up was scotch. You remember the first time you got into the scotch?
I know the first beer I ever drank. Nobody gave it to me. I found it behind a fence, and it was a Falstaff in a paper bag, and it was hot in the Texas sun. And me and my buddy Steve, same guy, popped that baby open and drank it and got sick. We were about 7 years old.
Oh.
And we didn't start drinking heavy till we were eight.
That warm beer's good.
Yeah, that warm beer goes down smooth. You know what? I remember the first cigarette he gave me. And I was like 17 years old, and I'd been smoking, you know, for years. And but, you know, I had to pretend I didn't in front of my father, and he smoked his whole life. And one day I had joined the Navy, and I was going to join the Navy. I was leaving in a few months, and we're walking down a mall, outdoor mall. It was a closed mall, but you could smoke in it. And my mother was there, and my dad popped out a cigarette and handed it to me. And I was like, yeah! I don't know why, but, you know. But I don't have a ton of – my dad died young, so I don't have a ton of fond memories, but that cigarette's one of them.
Ron, when you got into this deal and you're popping around to these little clubs all over the Midwest and the South, when did you realize, hey, this might work out all right? There might be some money involved in this deal.
I already thought I was a huge success before I was, because I've never seen the scope of how it can go. So my whole goal was just to cruise out, run out the rest of my life doing comedy clubs, and I was already making more money than my friends, and I didn't pay my taxes, so it seemed like I was making even more money. And I was just partying like a Kennedy every week. So literally the stage that I'll be in to be on this weekend, the first stage I'll be on, that would be where the path of least resistance leads to. Because that's what I've taken, the path of least resistance.
So have you ever
that path will be coming to a town near you.
So have you ever hung out with Willie Nelson?
Yeah, I know Willie.
All right.
Yeah, in fact, we're doing I'm doing a sitcom for you. I don't know. It looks like they're going to pick it up. For USA Network, called Driven, written by Linda Bloodworth Thomason, who's the best writer in the history of television. She wrote for MASH. She wrote every episode of Designing Women, Hearts of Fire, Evening Shade, by herself. And so she asked me to do this, and I just think she's amazing. So I said I would. So we don't know for sure, but Willie's going to be the first one they make. Forget what it's called.
The pilot.
The first episode. Yeah. The pilot, there you go. And I don't follow this stuff very close. And I don't think about television unless I'm in a meeting, because I really just think about stand-up. And then Billy Bob Thornton's going to be in it also, and I'm going to be in a Billy Bob Thornton movie, with the best role in the history of roles. I'm in four scenes, but I have as much dialogue as anybody in the movie, and I play a guy that's a two-time pro bowler who owns 6 car dealerships in Atlanta and can't quit talking about himself. Perfect role.
You think this TV show will be more like MASH or more like Designing Women?
You know what? I think it'll be kind of like, I don't know. What it is that I love about her is, and I've done other shows with her, is that she makes me sound smarter than I really am. And so, and who doesn't want to, you know, seem smarter than they really are? That's one of the things that I just adore about her. And her husband's a director, Harry Thomason, who used to be a speechwriter for 2 presidents. So these are pretty cool folks.
Ron, who's the coolest person you've got to meet since you've been famous?
The coolest person I've gotten to meet, Billy Bob Thornton.
Bad Santa.
Hands down, Billy Bob Thornton. You know, he's got a band called the Boxmasters, And so he tours with this live band that's really just kind of swinging hip. And then, you know, he wrote and directed and starred in my favorite movie of all time, Sling Blade, and a genuine character.
And he's a damn good Little League baseball manager, too.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Ron, before we let you get out of here, the show tomorrow night, what do you want to tell the folks before they roll on in?
Don't bring your kids, and I won't come to your house and cuss.
Can't wait for the show, Ron. Appreciate you giving us some time here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels. Have a great show tonight in Lincoln. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. That was a lot of fun. Bye-bye.
You bet, Ron. Ron White joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show tonight, Lincoln. Tomorrow night, though, tickets still available. But if you want free tickets, I hope you send in your email to Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow night show, Viero Event Center. If you don't win tickets, contact them for more tickets. And we've got a couple of more here that we're going to get to. And then we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we will draw out for those tickets. Mark says, here's my entry. There are two conferences that should change their names. It's really stupid for a conference that has 10 teams to be called the Big 12 and a conference with 12 teams to be called the Big 10.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that'd be that difficult, but apparently it is.
And Kelly has said, the NFL needs to fix the stupid in overtime. Both teams need a chance at the ball in overtime.
Well, that's been debated, and the coaches have voted it down again this past year. So,
and Dave has fired in. I might be wrong, but 1 foot in college is good, and the pros it takes two. If so, that's just stupid. He's talking about catching a completed pass. You only have to get 1 foot down in college, and you have to get two down in the pros. We've had some great entries, and we have whittled it down here to, what, about 16 of them? So we are going to draw out and get that winner in just a moment. We'll take a break. Be back with more word. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. They're actually working on my vehicle right now, and we're going to get a report while it's going on. My car in the shop, and then your truck, I think tomorrow they're going to work on yours. They thought they'd see what's going to happen with mine. And so
still be in there tomorrow.
Chris is in there trying to make sure that it's not blowing up, and we're going to talk to Chris here in just a minute, and Heather's going to join us again and see how the progress is coming. It's like having your first kid, I think. I don't know what to expect here.
I'm sure it's real similar to that.
We'll be back right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Coming to Kearney, it's Ron White Live.
I bought my wife breast implants for her birthday. And I've never been a huge fan of plastic surgery, but I have to admit I've had a lot of fun playing with these things. I haven't given them to her yet.
7:30 this Friday night at Viero Event Center.
And at our bank, there's one patch of manicured grass that has two little signs that both say, no dogs. So I take my dogs over there. And this guy comes waddling out of the bank with a big scowl on his face, and he goes, the sign says no dogs. I said, the sign's wrong.
Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Viero Event Center box office by phone at 308-338-8011 or online at carneyevents.com.
He takes me to jail. When we get there, he asks me if I have any aliases. He said, yeah, they call me Tater Salad.
For mature audiences.
With good to very good crops in most areas, combined with rallying grain markets, Production Ag just doesn't get much better than this. No one knows on what day or what price this bull market will end, but we do know with certainty that it will come to an end. Opportunity requires action, and AgWest Commodities has been assisting producers navigate markets and manage price risk for 11 years. Check us out with a no-obligation 60-day free trial of our services. Give us a call at 866-WE-HEDGE.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
Before the vision of sugar plums dance in their heads, even before the children are tucked snugly in their beds, before Santa's reindeer begin their Christmas run, downtown Hastings celebrates the lights with hours of fun. Food to eat, carols to sing, canned foods for you to bring. Listen now and be of good cheer, because November's light celebration soon will be here.
Merry Christmas!
The magic of Christmas is shown in the celebration of lights in downtown Hastings Thursday, November 18th. Carolers, stage entertainment, inflatable games, horse-drawn carriage rides, food vendors, and of course, Santa. It starts at 5, lights go on at 7:15 with live remotes on KHAS 1230 AM and The Breeze 94.5. Come join the celebration of lights Thursday, November 18th, brought to you by the Downtown Hastings Center Association.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Until 1 o'clock today, and we're back again tomorrow from 11 to 1 on the program. Tomorrow, Monty Kastenstein is going to join us live to talk about the Husker-Texas A&M game. Bob Jensen is going to join us to break down the state football playoffs, and we're going to recap tonight's NFL game. And hopefully, Daddy, the report's going to come back on your vehicle a lot better than mine, because joining us here at midnight.
But the deal is, we joke because it's our vehicles and we can laugh at one another, but there's a lot of people driving around right now that are just in the exact shape as your car. The things that, gosh, it's making a noise, but we haven't identified the noise, and they need to come in really to make it road safe even.
Well, Heather and Chris are back. Of course, we just talked to Heather a little bit ago to take the car in, and now Chris has been looking at it, our service tech. Chris? Well, what's going on?
Oh, I've seen a lot worse, but it doesn't look too bad. Not so far.
That's the key. Tell me what's the first thing is, what you were looking at, what you were doing when you took the car in.
The first thing we do is we do a generalized inspection over a look at your lights, general things like that. And we put it on a rack, we lift it up, look at the underneath components such as shocks, struts, tires, tie rod ends, your belts and hoses and stuff like that. And then in your case, so where you wanted an oil change, we went ahead and did the oil change. And then I write down what I find wrong, and I turn it over to Heather, and she builds me an estimate and gets back to you.
Heather, what'd you think when he handed you the report? That looks like it might be kind of a book you're putting together there.
Oh, Doug, it ain't too bad here. You do have some fluids that need to be exchanged out of there soon. Very soon. What happens is those fluids do break down in that. It'll cause premature failure inside your transmission, power steering components and whatnot there.
And if we don't get this taken care of, then it gets worse. Then we start talking big-time bucks. And so, Chris, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now to get this problem solved?
Oh, what I would recommend, like your transmission fluid, it's pretty dark, pretty burnt. You get that out of there ahead of time. You don't start causing wear inside your tranny. And eventually, you know, save your tranny. It's a lot cheaper to flush the fluid out than it is to put in a new tranny.
That would be true, Daddy.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I just heard that premature failure, and it went back to my I think that's what my mother thinks about me. and obviously a lot of heartache there.
Well, but she's so much prouder of you being in attendance to watch your volleyball mastery last week. So she now knows that there is some good in you. You know, I mean, we know there's good in you as a person, but, you know, there is some bit of talent.
Yes.
And we've been trying to find that for about 6 years here. Now, let's get back. We've got the Doug and Daddy special going on throughout the rest of the month. Is this the same, Chris, that everybody comes in to get things done? This is all that you check. This is everything, and which is quite a bit is what I'm trying to say here. This is what the service is they're going to get with the Doug and Daddy special.
Yes, every vehicle that comes in gets a check over. Everyone, you know, brand new or 100,000 miles, they all get the same check over. Everything gets looked at.
So, Heather, what do you think?
Well, Doug, let me ask you, you do want to get those fluids changed today while we have that in, don't you?
I think we do. I don't think we want things blowing up. We've decided in the estimate, which they're going to tell me off the air, It looks like it's going to be okay, so it's not earth-staggering. We'll still be able to buy the niece and the nephew a Christmas present here, and that's one of the things at Midway, that they're going to take care of you. They're not going to drive it off and give you more things that are wrong with it than really are, because it looks like I might have enough things wrong with it the way it is, Daddy.
Well, it's one of those things, but you've also got a wheel bearing that's just maybe on the brake, started to go out, needs to be repaired. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's not like, well, let's bring it back in 3 weeks. It's not going to get better. It's not going to fix itself until a mechanic does that right here.
I'm not very smart. I'm just not when it comes to things like this. And I know there's a lot of people out there, Chris, that don't even want to concern themselves with this. That's why you take care of them. You bring it in, they bring it in, there's a problem, you're going to figure out the problem, you're going to take care of it. Yep. That's it? See, that's how simple it is, Daddy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of talk.
They're not going to say, well, we'll think about it, and then we'll look at it, we'll get back to you. No, here's the problem. We're going to show you the problem, which they're doing to us right here. They're showing you what it looks like. They're showing you what they're going to do to it. They're going to fix things up, and that's why they are the trained professionals here at Midway, Daddy.
Well, that's one thing. You know, how do I know the defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens is Terrence Cody? I mean, that's why I get paid the big bucks to be on this radio. How does Chris know a wheel bearing's out? That's why he gets paid the big bucks here to identify those things.
So Chris told Heather what he found, and your final advice to me, Heather, is?
My final advice to you, Doug, is we need to get this in the shop and get Chris to get it taken care of and get it done right. Make sure it's safe and reliable for you and your family.
All right. Well, we got the state football playoffs coming up. We're going to be gone. It's a good time to leave my car here and get it worked on. And even if I just wanted to wait here, I could go have some cappuccino. I could work on the computer here because they have free Wi-Fi and you got so many great fringe benefits that are going to help you out. Chris, thanks for taking a look at it. Tomorrow, Daddy, we look at yours. What do you think? You're going to be better than mine?
You know, I think I'm going to be a little bit better than yours.
You look at that stuff a little more than I do.
Well, I drive a lot more miles, I think, normally throughout the day, so I have to.
And you've seen the underside of your vehicle. It ran you over once. So, I mean, you know.
That is true.
One other thing here at Midway, they won't back the vehicle up over you. Is that a guarantee, Chris?
Yeah, I can guarantee that.
See, there you go, Daddy. Everything's safe. Chris, Heather, thanks for coming up and chatting with us, and we'll get that fixed.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Come out and see us. They're going to take care of you, and we're going to take care of you on the sports scene. When we come back, we're drawing out the winner for the Ron White tickets right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Hardy's given everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The Hard in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Comes Husker Red.
Hey, Nebraska fans, Matt Davison here. As you know, Sun Heat is blanketing the Cornhusker State with safe, soft, comfortable heat. But when Sun Heat kicked around the idea of a limited edition Husker fireplace, I knew I had to catch one. Boy, have they outdone themselves this time with the brand new Huskers Infrared Fireplace. You can see it now at sunheat.com. The Husker logo blazes with big red pride, and the first 100 owners receive an autographed poster of my catch in Missouri, along with a certificate of authenticity. So go to sunheat.com to order yours today before they're sold out.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. Senior wide receiver Mike McNeil remembers the 2006 Texas A&M game very well. That day, the Huskers found a way to come from behind to beat the Aggies 28-27 at Kyle Field off of Zach Taylor to Maurice Purified touchdown pass with 21 seconds left on the clock.
I actually was calling for a fade to Maurice Purify. That's what I was saying. And sure enough, that's how we won. So, no, I just remember I was watching the game. I didn't travel. And, you know, obviously it was big for, you know, us at the time. And it was a fun game to watch.
What McNeil also remembers about that day is the Huskers found a way to clinch the North at Texas A&M, which is exactly what they can do again on Saturday.
I was just telling one of the strength guys that it was come full circle my first year. We got a chance to go to A&M and win the North. And now as a senior, got a chance to go to A&M. and win the North. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Huskers hold their final practice of the week later today at 3:45. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep isn't waiting till after Turkey Day. The Better Than Black Friday Super Savings event is happening now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You don't have to wait to take advantage of $5,000 off Chrysler Town & Countries. That should put a little Chris in your Kringle. And we know it's been a great harvest, and that's why they've stocked up on Central Nebraska's largest selection of Ram, half-ton, and heavy-duty trucks with rebates up to $6,750. And remember, Dodge Ram diesels are the only urea-free, hassle-free trucks on the road. It's Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep's Rams Better Than Black Friday Super Savings event happening now through the end of the month, where the early shoppers are rewarded at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
For the past year, men all over the country have been seeing results with the Charger Pack. That's why Complete Nutrition is excited to announce that during the entire month of November, the Charger Pack is 25% off. Formulated for men over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a leaner, meaner core, a naturally increased sex drive, and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. So if you're a man over 30 looking to build lean muscle and replenish your energy levels, there's never been a better time to try the Charger Pack. This offer is only available for the month of November. So get to Complete Nutrition and get your 25% off Charger Pack today.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We are having my vehicle worked on here. We're here until 1 o'clock. I want to thank Ron White for his time. We're going to draw out the tickets here in just a moment. Front row tickets for tomorrow's concert. And, you know, we're going to put the pressure on Dave here from Chrysler, because he is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. He's going to pick the winner. So the pressure's on Dave. He didn't know that, but he's going to pick the winner. Are you okay with that?
I win.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it, Tone?
Yeah, I think that'd be perfectly good sense. I didn't give him a name. No, we're just kidding. You guys sent your emails in. We've got your numbers in a hat. He's going to pick a number, and that's where we're going to go with.
Well, first off, Dave, we just had Chris up here. He's working on my car, and they're trying to get some things done there and get everything worked out and make everything like it should be. One of the things that we were talking about off-air is that you guys know the makes of the car, and it doesn't matter if you sell the car here or not. You can handle any car, van, truck. They bring it in, you guys are going to be able to work on it, and that takes a lot of training, and you guys are always going somewhere for the training. Just talk about the work you have to put in when you're not here so that you can work on everybody's vehicles.
Well, we're always doing training. We're doing some online. We go to Chrysler schools, but I think the last time I went, it's a six-hour drive for a seven-hour course, so.
Well, you know, that's the intricacies of
how
much things change. It goes to the computer system. Yeah. When you started working on cars in 1990, the computer system was just starting at that time. It's gotten much more complex since then. It does a lot more for you.
They do a whole lot for you, cars, than they used to.
David, joining us here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep is the Doug and Daddy Show here until 1. You guys are doing a lot of work out back. The Doug and Daddy special is going on. Again, kind of reiterate what happens when somebody brings their vehicle in for a basic oil change, and then what else you guys are looking for when you're back there.
Whenever anybody brings their car in, it doesn't matter if it's an oil change or a major repair, we always do a 23-point inspection on the car and get an idea of its overall condition. And we present that to them and let them know what's going on with their car in addition to what they came in for. And give them the opportunity to either repair what's going on, or at least let them know, and they can make a educated guess or educated decision on what they're going to do with the car, whether fix it or trade it in.
How many of those 23 things have to be wrong before, how many strikes do you have to have against you before you just shake your head and say, there's a new one out there, go pick one out, we've got to help you.
We don't make that decision for anybody. We let them make that decision because, you know, there's people out there that love their cars and they're willing to spend more money than it's worth just to keep it. And some people want a new car, and it's just we don't make that decision for them.
Dave, before we let you get out of here, the pre-winter inspection is going on because it is that time of the year. What all goes into that?
Well, we're looking at their coolant to see, make sure it's protected for whatever the temperatures are normal for this area. And then we make sure that the tires are in good shape, brakes are in good shape, wipers, lights, heating system works good, and belts, hoses, the whole nine. But basically everything we check every day, but we iterate on stuff that's going to protect the car and, of course, the occupants.
All right, now we get to the important, the more important part is fixing the vehicle, making sure it's tip-top shape once you get out of here. But we have 16 entrants for this, the finalists. We had a bunch of entrants for these front row tickets to the Ron White concert. We need you, Dave, to pick a number between 1 and 16, and that is the person that is going to win the front row tickets.
How about 12?
12? 12, 12, 12. Okay, let me look here. What do we got under number 12, Daddy? You've got, we wrote down the ones from today, and there is number 12. Let me go to our system here. Kelly is the winner of our tickets to the Ron White concert. So, Kelly, if you only have to use one of them, Dave, he'll use the other one, man.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for joining us here. Keep up the great work at Midway.
All right, thanks a lot.
Folks, you can always go to thinkmidway.com for more information. And congratulations to Kelly. He was able to win the front row tickets to the Ron White concert, and that is tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Thanks to all the folks that sent in their entries. We sure appreciate them sending those in today and throughout the last week for those tickets. But the winner for the Ron White concert, front row tickets, is Kelly. And if your name is not Kelly Nichols, then go out and order your tickets. PickMyTicket.com. Contact the Viero Event Center, Tony.
Yeah, that's exciting. It should be a great night, a great concert going on. Ron White with front row tickets. Congratulations, Kelly. And we thank all the entrants for sending their emails in. That was a lot of fun to go through all them.
Kelly has said that they need to fix the stupid in overtime. If you're in the National Football League, everybody should get the ball once. We're going to take a break. We've got a sports update and then more here from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. ThinkMidway.com, folks. If you can't make it out today, hit the website, and you're going to find out a lot about the great deals that are going on. And when you do get here, ask them for the Doug and Daddy special oil change. They go through all of that great special, $19.95 for you there through the rest of the month. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Leia Dostal and Shayna Shocker of Hastings College have been named to the GPAC All-Conference Volleyball Team for 2010. The two led the Broncos to a 21-14 record this year. They finished 10-6 in the conference. Caitlin Beaver of Northwestern was named the Player of the Year. Kyle Vandenbosch out of Northwestern was named the Coach of the Year. Kendra Schwein of Hastings College was named to the second team. The 10th-ranked Nebraska Kearney volleyball team will battle 7th-ranked Minnesota Duluth today in the first round of Central Regional of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. The Lopers are 29-4. Minnesota Duluth is 23-5. First serve will be at 5 this afternoon. The Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team will play at Wayne State tonight. Both teams won their season openers on Tuesday. The Lopers beat Doan 71-63, while the Wildcats edge Morningside 76-74. Tip-off for the game will be at 7. The 5th-ranked Nebraska volleyball team beat Oklahoma last night at the NU Coliseum. The scores were 25-22, 25-23, and 25-14. It was a 6th straight sweep for the Huskers, who moved to 25-2 in the season, 17-1 in the Big 12 Conference. Brooke Delano had 10 kills for Nebraska. Lindsey Light and Hannah Worth each had 9. Dominique Kelly poured in a career-high 25 points to power Nebraska to a 99-85 win over Miami last night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Kelly scored 19 of her points in the second half. Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore chipped in with 22 points apiece. Catherine Redmond had 14. The Huskers shot 63.6% from the field, the 5th highest shooting percentage in school history and the best since 1992. Nebraska is now 2-0 in the season and will play St. Mary's on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. Tip-off for the game will be at 2:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team will play Vanderbilt today in the first round of the Puerto Rico Classic. The Huskers are 2-0 in the season after wins over South Dakota and Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Commodores are 1-0 after beating Presbyterian 88-47 on Friday. Vanderbilt returns three starters from a team that finished 24-9 last year. Nebraska coach Doc Sadler is suspended backup point guard Cameron Brown indefinitely. Sadler did not give a reason for the suspension in a statement released on Wednesday through the Nebraska Athletic Department. Brown traveled with the Cornhuskers to San Juan, Puerto Rico. He played 4 minutes in last week's opener against South Dakota. The junior went through warm-ups before Monday's game against Arkansas Pine Bluff, but did not play. Brown from Anaheim, California, played two seasons at Oregon before transferring to Nebraska in April. He sat out the 2009-2010 season while attending a junior college in California. And the Big Ten has reached an agreement with Fox Sports to broadcast the league's football championship game from 2011 through 2016. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Reduce those dreaded heating bills today with Pacific Energy wood-burning stoves and fireplace inserts from Groney's Outdoor Power. Stay extra warm with Pacific Energy's beautiful, efficient, and economical wood-burning stoves and fireplace inserts at the same time lowering your heating bills. For a limited time only, get $200 off. Yep, $200 off. Pacific Energy and Groney's Outdoor Power have your heating needs solution. Get to Groney's Outdoor Power and kiss the high heating bills goodbye. North Highway 281, Grand Island.
This Day in Sports, November 18, 1966, an arthritic left elbow forced Sandy Koufax to announce his retirement at age 30. The Hall of Fame hurler was coming off his third Cy Young Award-winning season, and just a year earlier, he tossed his third career no-hitter, a perfect game against the Cubs in which he struck out the last six batters he faced.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed, a perfect game.
Koufax calls it quits. This Day in Sports.
Capricorn, and Detroit City's where I was born. When I was young, I knew I'd always be.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and we're going to go just north of here tomorrow and be at Midway again. That's the beauty of it. They've got so many service-trained technicians that take care of your vehicles. And, Daddy, we have also got a couple of folks that we want to say thank you to, the fine folks at Burger King, for taking care of all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, where the Xbox 360 Kinect has arrived, and they're giving away a complete game system every 15 minutes all month long. You can't win if you don't play at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney to serve you, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, and right across here from both Midway dealerships with their huge indoor playground for the kids, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. You know, when I saw this bit of news yesterday, Daddy, I wasn't sure what I thought. Fox, who now no longer does any college football that means anything because the championship games and all the bowl, the BCS bowls are going to ESPN, has signed an agreement through 2016 to do the Big Ten championship game. And I think Fox does really good at everything else, and I thought they have been pretty much horrible at covering college football. Now, that doesn't mean the whole broadcast crew, but it struck me wrong. Does it matter to you who does what when it comes to football or radio or anything when it comes to doing? Because we heard the gang yesterday on the national in Omaha, I should say, kind of making fun of the play-by-play and the color man for the Ohio game the other night. So I guess it does make a difference. Some people didn't want to listen to Brett Musburger. Some people didn't want to listen to Ed Cunningham because he was throwing Nebraska football players under the bus for their illegal hits. So how do you feel about the way your media covers your football team?
Well, it's different if Fox would get Charles Davis, somebody that's been involved during a college game day or somebody like that that's been involved with the NFL all year long and been following it, to take people that haven't done it, though, and put them behind the microphone and say, here you go, here's one of the biggest games of the year. Enjoy it. For all the fans out there, I think that's unfair to the fans.
Well, and it starts next year, of course. Indianapolis is where the games are going to be for the near future. So, yeah, you're right, Daddy. Why would you put somebody in charge of your broadcast
that doesn't know anything about what's going on out there. It's kind of like bringing your vehicle into Midway. Why would you take it somewhere where they don't know anything about it? That's why you bring it to Midway, because it doesn't matter if it's Chrysler, a Dodge, a Jeep, a Cadillac, a Yugo, a Ford, a Pinto.
They can work on it.
They can work on it. Mark joins us here from the train service tax, and Mark, your mother-in-law, was telling me that they send you all over the place for up-to-date training, maybe once a month, and you are putting in extra hours to find out the very latest that's going on with all the vehicles out there so that you guys can give everybody the best service around.
That is absolutely correct.
Got to switch that on tone, sorry.
Well, there we go.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Where do you go to train at?
Kansas City is the main place we go. There's also a training facility in Denver. Mostly go to Kansas City.
What's some of the most recent things that you guys have learned? What's new in the industry that you guys are getting on top of?
All the new technology that's coming out, the adaptive cruise controls on some of the Chrysler vehicles, automatic dimming headlights, automatic adjusting headlights, all the airbags coming out. You know, the whole thing's just going to be a cushion.
So when you plug the computer now into the vehicle and it just tells you what's wrong with it and identifies the problems of the vehicle right now, how often are those updated to get more and more specific?
About every 6 months, I want to say. I'm not exactly, you know the exact number of it, but, you know, those machines, they don't always just tell us exactly, hey, that's what's wrong. We got to dig a little deeper.
Well, that's what they're doing with my vehicle back there right now. They found a few things. And, Mark, when folks are getting ready for winter, we talked about pre-winter inspection and everything that's going on. You guys keeping pretty busy with that right now?
Oh, absolutely. This is insane. You guys, the Duck and Daddy special? Wow. We are running around back there. It was great. I like to go home with peace of mind that your vehicle's safe. I won't see you on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's okay. The important thing, right, this time of year. With the temperatures getting low, you hate to be that guy sitting out there with your hazards on.
Especially when you go middle of the January, you got your flip-flops and no jacket. You didn't expect to break down. You know you're not breaking down when you get to take care of a Midway.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Mark, we'll let you get back there and get to work. Thanks for all you're doing for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show and all you're doing for Central Nebraska and taking care of them and keeping them safe.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. One of the many technicians here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep that are taking care of everything that is going on with your vehicle. And don't forget to ask for the Doug and Daddy special. We're about finished up for today. Andy's going to join us here again in a couple of minutes. And tomorrow we're back for another two-hour program. A couple of other things in the world of sports I want to go ahead and mention. The UNK men's basketball team playing at Wayne State tonight. The men and women then head to Fort Hayes on Saturday. The Loper volleyball team opens the NCAA tournament, 10th-ranked UNK against 7th-ranked Minnesota Duluth, and that is at 5 o'clock. If you want to follow along or know more information on how you can pick it up on the streaming and all that kind of thing, go to Lopers.com, and they've got all kinds of information there for you. The GPAC All-Conference Volleyball team for Hastings College, they were well represented yesterday. Shayna Shocker, just a freshman out of Grand Island Northwest, is on the first team. So is Leah Dostal. She's out of Atkinson. We got to see her play her high school volleyball. She was an outstanding player, came back off of a knee injury, and is doing a great job there. Kendra Schwein is on the second team. Liz Herbert and Lindy Rose were named honorable mention right there. Also a Hastings soccer going on this weekend as well. And we're going to give you a Nebraska basketball score update because they're just getting underway with Vanderbilt down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, you know, if North Carolina should get on that schedule. Now, North Carolina, you got to remember, didn't make the tournament a year ago. They were down. Can Nebraska play with this team if they get them on the floor?
Well,
they're going to be much improved. But
get this win today. Then they're going to play two very quality opponents. They're not going to play Hofstra. I mean, there's four big boys and there's four others, and Nebraska's the others, and they should be. I mean, like you said, West Virginia, North Carolina, Minnesota, and Vanderbilt are the four big boys. They're expected to win. It'd be nice to see Nebraska pull the upset and then see two other quality opponents while they're down there in Puerto Rico. And I'm going to say this. Facebook, not everybody's on it, okay? But since he can't hear me right now, and he's Drake Bronick's dad, Paul, you don't have to be a friend with Paul Bronick. But if you know Paul Baronic, on your Facebook, type in Paul Baronic and see his current picture. He's got hair.
Oh, really?
He looks a lot better now.
I've never thought Paul Baronic with hair.
Check it out. check it out. I'm going to give you a chance to do that. While you check that out, we want to let you know, folks, that while your car and your van and truck is being put in tip-top shape here at Midway, get your body in tip-top shape with Jeff and the gang at Complete Nutrition, located north of Sunmart on the hill in Kearney. You can check them out online at CompleteNutrition.com. The phone number, 338-1FIT, 338-1FIT, because the Fall Kickoff Special has 30% off all protein powders for a limited time at Complete Nutrition in Kearney. Specially designed protein powders designed to get results, and there's one for you, whether it's the V-Core, the Titan, the Goliath. Maybe you don't know what's going to work for you. You can talk to them. Tell them your training regimen. Maybe you're just a walker. Maybe you go to the Y or the gym and work out all the time. Maybe you got the weights in your basement. They're going to let you know how to improve and how to feel better and how to do better and make your body better. So if you're not sure of which one works best for you, see another trained professionals where their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day at Complete Nutrition, located north of Sunmart in Kearney, online at CompleteNutrition.com. And we're back after this.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys are just doing an excellent job.
Just leave it to the professional.
KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
So what? Who cares?
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
ABC Drug and Gift would like to let everyone know the new store is open, with a larger pharmacy to better serve all their great customers and refreshments available while you shop. So get to ABC Drug and Gift today and decorate your home for the season with all the fun, vibrant fall colors and enjoy the wonderful scents of fall in their line of soybean candles. You'll always find something unique under the big green awning on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Kelly. He is the winner of our Doug and Daddy Ron White front row tickets to tomorrow night's concert. And if you weren't the winner, then, hey, go ahead and check it out at the Viero Event Center. They're going to help you out and get you all set up to go. And, Daddy, our time here is past.
Yeah,
I'm sad.
We go to the Huskers. Are they ahead yet?
I'll work on that. This page says they haven't started yet, so I'm going to another page. All right.
Yep, you know, they might be taking a siesta in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, what are they? Vanderbilt today?
Yeah.
12:30? Is that what it's supposed to be? It's what it's supposed to be. Our time. So I'm working on it. I'm efforting for you.
Yeah.
Andy back with us here at Midway. He's the sales manager, and he's busy going all over the place making sure you guys have the best deals. They've looked at my car, Andy. It's got some work to do, but they've done some of the work already, and that's how quick things can get done here.
No, absolutely. You know, we are very fortunate. There is a big difference between buying a vehicle from a dealership and buying a vehicle from a used car lot. I always tell people, I said, you know, it's great. Everybody has that warm, fuzzy feeling when they buy a car on that first day. But the biggest difference is you're going to want somebody to stand behind you, you know, 2 years after that, 3, 4, 5 years after that. When we trade for a vehicle, we're going to run it to the shop, do a 117-point inspection, put a Midway certified pre-owned warranty on the vehicle, which will give you 2 years or till your odometer reaches 100,000 miles of powertrain coverage, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive coverage, roadside assistance, and a 30-day exchange program. Nobody else, not just in Kearney, nobody else in Nebraska, nobody else in the Midwest does this. This is exclusively only at the dealerships here in Kearney, Nebraska. So if you're looking for a great deal from a great company that likes to give back to the community, you don't need to look any further.
Tony, we are so fortunate to be here in Kearney and in the Tri-Cities and in the Midwest, and this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. We're excited to come back tomorrow at the store just north of here, and we're going to do it all over again because you know, we're trying to help you guys out. You guys are trying to help the community out. And Chrysler Dodge Jeep, there's so many different incentives going on continually. And then that goes back to the companies themselves individually.
No, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, the manufacturers have gotten really, really aggressive. We're talking, you know, $7,000 off some of these vehicles on your Select. You're talking about the only manufacturer left that does not have a urea tank on their diesel trucks. We currently have 6 2010 and 11 crew cab diesel trucks out here. If you go to a Ford or any GM product, you're going to have that urea byproduct in your vehicle. It's not the funnest thing in the world to handle. I'll probably have to throw on my other hat and talk about how great it is up at the GM store tomorrow, but for right now, it's not a good deal. But no, we're having a good time. Thanks for guys for coming out. I know it helps us out a lot. You know, it's just, it's teamwork. It's what it is. It's teamwork.
It's taken us a few years, but you guys have been doing it for 90. I don't think Daddy and I could do it for 90 to get the kind of teamwork you guys got going on here.
We have trouble getting through the week.
Well, my problem has just been the last 18 months from fast food because the business has been so rapid. I'm ready for this winter. I put on about 40, 45 pounds, so I can weather any storm.
See, another guy that's going to complete nutrition to just see what's going on. Andy, thanks for having us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, guys. Looking forward to it.
We are finishing up the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations, Merritt. Have we done everything you want us to do today?
I believe so.
Okay, quit talking. Let's get out of here then. It is the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Come out and see the great salespeople here. Come out and see the certified techs that are going to take care of your vehicle. And it doesn't matter if you bought it here or not. They are trained on everything to get you up to speed and ready to go. And we want to thank Ron White for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, tickets still available for his concert at the Piero Event Center tomorrow night. Also want to thank Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine, breaking down Texas A&M and previewing this Saturday's game. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and all the great folks here at Midway for joining us on the program today. Heather and Andy, as we said, also joining us on the program. Chris, Mark, and David, and Kurt, thanks to all of them. We'll do it again tomorrow, and on the show tomorrow, Daddy, Bob Jensen, HuskerlandPrep.com. Get us update on the state football finals, Bob Krasenstein, South Fly to talk Husker football, and a whole lot more.
You know what? Doug and Daddy's special is where it's at. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Call the service department. Demand it today. Doug and Daddy special. We'll see you 22 hours from now down the street at another Midway tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.